This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. It's Super Sunday. The New England Patriots play the Seattle Seahawks for the Vince Lombardi Trophy. The Super Bowl's expected to be a close game between the two top-seeded teams in the NFL. But if the Seahawks were not today's opposition, then they could be a team a Boston sports fan could love. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch explains.
The Seattle Seahawks are trying to become the first team to repeat as champions since the New England Patriots in 2003 and 2004. The similarities between the teams are striking. Let's start with unheralded players. The Pats of the past featured workhorse overachievers like Kevin Falk, Teddy Bruschi, and Mike Vrabel. Even quarterback Tom Brady had been overlooked, drafted in the sixth round. Same thing with the Seahawks of today. Third-rounder Russell Wilson, who many experts said was too short to be an NFL quarterback, generously listed at 5'11", well, now he's on the brink of another ring. Seattle cornerback Richard Sherman says the similarity continues with today's Patriots.
I think our front office and the Patriots front office do a great job finding the gems in a draft. We're not guys that are going to sit there on the combine and wow you with numbers, but you put us on the football field, we'll wow you with talent.
Sherman says the undervalued picks on both teams play with a chip on their shoulder.
Tom Brady and Russell Wilson and Cam Chancellor and Julian Edelman, Brandon Browner, undrafted guy, Doug Baldwin.
But the similarities might end there. The Patriots and the Seahawks couldn't be more different when it comes to team philosophy. The Pats are known for the Patriot way. Coach Bill Belichick explains the mantra of this year's team, do your job.
You know, each of us has a job to do, and the only thing we can do is do the best that we can. That's improve on a daily basis, work hard, pay attention to the little details, and put the team first. So that's kind of the backbone of our program.
So while the Patriots aspire to keep their heads and voices down as they focus on only the game at hand, the Seahawks style is diametrically opposed. At a media availability a few days ago in Phoenix, Seattle defensive end Michael Bennett leaned back, put his feet up on the table, and gleefully answered reporters' questions like this one.
Is this the greatest defense of all time in the NFL?
I think it's the greatest of all time. It's 3 years running and being the first number one defense in the NFL. And we're going to continuously do the same exact things. We're going to keep penetrating, keep making big hits, keep getting interceptions, keep sacking, and just playing the game the way football is supposed to be played.
That kind of bravado would never fly with the Patriots of today. Tom Brady proclaiming the offense the greatest of all time? Forget it. And the Seahawks' boasting seems to have no bounds.
But you think you're the greatest of all time?
Of course I do. I think I'm the greatest lover of all time.
Anything you ask, Seattle Seahawks players will give you an opinion. Well, maybe not defensive end Earl Thomas.
I've been denying every crazy question. I don't need to be talking about that.
At the mic, Thomas chews his gum with his mouth open. Ask him what he likes about the Patriots coach.
He's a winner.
Thomas is serious to the point of hilarity.
You know, football is all about the ball. And to me, this is the first thing that I've been married to, football. You know, it's my first love.
Mouthy, opinionated misfits. These Seahawks are more reminiscent of another beloved Boston team from 2004, the idiot Red Sox, who, with the likes of Kevin Millar and Pedro Martinez, cowboyed up to win the World Series. The Seahawks also cowboyed up with an amazing comeback against Green Bay to make it to the Super Bowl. Seattle cornerback Richard Sherman says the Seahawks are all talk. It helps them play loose and thrive on the field.
On a day-to-day basis, we're pretty honest with one another. We always know when we're having a debate or having a conversation, and you may say some crazy things, but they know it's coming from a great place. You know it's coming from love and not hate.
The Seattle Seahawks are a team Boston fans could love. They've got the same ethic of unheralded champions as the Patriots. They've got the same irreverent free spirit of the 2004 Red Sox. But if you're a New England fan, they're from the wrong coast, the wrong harbor city, and they put on the wrong colors. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Phoenix.